At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Nancy for bringing Jaylene's story to my attention. I'm going to take this moment to thank you all for everything, all the supporting and listening and all your beautiful emails and messages. I'm going to take this moment too to apologise that I've fallen behind in responding to your emails and messages. I am horrific at even messaging back my family and friends, but I will always get back to you, even if it does take me days, weeks, months. Guys, I need to make this my New Year's resolution for next year, but your suggestions are always taken, and every episode you listen to was someone's suggestion. My list is currently sitting at around 300, and it hurts my heart that there are so many children being abused, neglected, and murdered, and this list doesn't even break the surface. June 2023, Cleveland, Ohio. A mother goes on vacation for 10 days, while her 16-month-old baby is left in a pack and play, with only a couple of bottles and some crackers. When the mother returned, the baby would be dead from starvation and dehydration. What reason could a mother have for leaving her baby in this condition? This is Jaylene's story.
But what she did see were her eyes open, looking at her, saying, "Why did you do this to me?" Animals take care of their infants better. The thought of this child dying every day while she's having fun, humanity can't stomach that.
Jaylene Amelia Candelario was born January 26, 2022, in Cleveland, Ohio, to parents Crystal Candelario and Henry Garcia. Crystal meeting Jaylene's father in Ecuador, where they both lived. Allegedly, Henry was abusive, and Crystal left the relationship before Jaylene was born, Henry never being a part of his daughter's life. Crystal moved to the United States after college, settling in Ohio and working as a Spanish teacher initially, but then pivoting to a career as a family resource specialist for the Cleveland Metropolitan Schools. After giving birth to Jaylene, 31-year-old Crystal and her two daughters, Amelia and Jaylene, moved into Crystal's parents' home, located on Lorraine Avenue, near West 97th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. And the reason for this was because Crystal was struggling with her mental health, in particular anxiety and depression, a struggle that resulted in a suicide attempt in February 2023. Crystal was rushed to Hillcrest Hospital with numbness on one side of her body, and doctors initially thought she had a stroke, but later determined that this was due to severe anxiety and stress. Crystal wasn't able to walk for 2 weeks, being kept on voluntary hold while doctors worked out the right combination of medications to treat Crystal's conditions. And according to her parents, Crystal was doing well in June 2023 when our story takes place. But after her release from the hospital, Crystal and Jaylene's father Henry reconnected, and they had planned a trip back to Ecuador together in the June to see if they could make their relationship finally work. But then before this could happen, their relationship again broke down, and the vacation Crystal was very much looking forward to was cancelled. This really was another blow to Crystal's mental health. Add on to that, Crystal had also stopped taking her medication. She would later claim she simply ran out of her prescription. It is possible Crystal was feeling better and thought that because of that, she no longer needed the medication. And we have discussed this in other stories I've covered here on the podcast, like in Janaea Watkins' story and Jax Pomeranko's story. But the reason Crystal was feeling better mentally was because the medication was doing its job. And the danger in stopping medication that is treating mental health conditions suddenly is the drop is immediate and severe.
We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
June 2023, the grandparents took 7-year-old Amaya on a vacation to Ecuador, with the plans of Crystal staying behind with 16-month-old Jaylene. However, this wouldn't actually happen, because as soon as her parents left, it was immediately apparent that Crystal was not going to cope. So she grabbed a suitcase, threw some clothing inside, grabbed her keys and walked out the door, leaving Jaylene behind in her pack and play alone, with only a few bottles of milk and some crackers. Crystal made it known she was leaving town, possibly in an effort to make her ex jealous, like she wanted him to know she was going to have her dream vacation even if it wasn't with him. But even though he was this absent father, it seems Henry was more concerned about Jaylene's well-being than her own mother. But when Henry asked her where Jaylene was, Crystal told him not to worry and that her mother was babysitting both the girls. That she would return in a week. However, the situation was much worse than that, even if that's even possible at this point. But Crystal would be gone for 10 days. June 16th, 2023, shortly before 8 a.m, Crystal would make a panicked call to 911, quote, "Please, I need help. Please help me. My daughter is dying," unquote. When first responders arrived, no one could be prepared for the scene before them. 16-month-old Jaylene Candelario lay lifeless on the mattress inside the pack and play. She was surrounded by filth, the playpen reeking of urine and feces, dirty blankets piled all around her. Jaylene's small body showed the unmistakable signs of neglect. The baby was severely dehydrated and emaciated. She had sunken eyes, cracked lips, and traces of fecal matter in her mouth and under her fingernails. Heartbreakingly, there was nothing paramedics could do. Jaylene was pronounced dead at the scene. So immediately, red flags are going up. What was clear to paramedics was that Jaylene had been dead for some time. And despite the pack and play being covered in feces and urine, Jaylene's clothing was interestingly clean and free from the filth surrounding her. It almost seemed as if Crystal had made an attempt to clean her daughter and had changed her clothing before calling 911. Cleveland Police Department detectives interviewed Crystal in her living room about 2 hours after the 911 call, trying to comprehend what exactly happened here. But the story Crystal was spinning just didn't match what the paramedics had seen when they arrived at the home. Crystal had claimed she'd been home with Jaylene all week, looking after the sick toddler. That Jaylene had been vomiting for about 3 or 4 days and eating poorly, refusing to eat. That the previous night, the child had been crying in pain while Crystal was taking a shower. That when she woke around 7:30 the next morning, she had discovered Jaylene unresponsive. Police body cam footage would show Crystal calm and seemingly unaffected. This is despite only finding out hours earlier that her daughter had died. Her daughter's deceased body is still in the house in the same room.
On Tuesday of this week, she was throwing up.
Yes.
And then how was she Wednesday and Thursday?
She was with no food, just with a meal because she was refusing. Maybe it's because she had a vomiting 2 days, before.
Yeah.
So that's why
that was
scary because I say, oh my God, we need to go to the hospital because she doesn't eat anything. She was loose tiny, her weight.
Yeah.
I lose, her weight. But right now, in this morning, when I wake up, she was asleep. She sleep every day 12 hours.
Okay.
She sleep like at 9 p.m.
Okay.
to 9 or 10 a.m.
Okay.
12 hours. So, in this morning, I was sleeping too. I never wake up. She was up.
What happened? What was going on last night?
Last night, she was crying a lot. And I see one moment when I was take a shower, and she was screaming I don't know, probably she getting pain.
Okay.
Maybe.
About what time was that last night?
Maybe at 7 or 8 p.m.
Okay.
So she was screaming probably for pain or something like that. In this morning when I wake up, I took her in the morning for updating, wake up, da, 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 da. And she wake up, and when I see her, I see she looks like a really, really dry, like a, como se dice, cuando una persona se chupa, o sea, se,
kind of like,
yeah,
over the sides when something
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Yo me asusté, y dije,
now, investigators weren't going to accept this story. What Crystal was saying and how Jaylene was found told two different stories. And it wouldn't be long before the horrid truth would be revealed. Investigators combing through more than 600 hours of doorbell and traffic camera footage in the period between June 4th when Crystal's parents left with her eldest daughter and June 16th when Crystal called 911. Her vehicle was seen leaving and returning several times, but never with toddler Jaylene. June 4th, only hours after her parents, Crystal left the home without her daughter. It would be 2 days before she would return, but it wouldn't be for long, because that same evening, June 6th, Crystal left again, this time with a suitcase, and her vehicle wouldn't be seen again for another 10 days. June 16th, 7:36 a.m, Crystal would enter the house, and only 11 minutes after stepping inside, she called 911 hysterical and shouting. So where was Crystal? While 16-month-old Jaylene was at home alone and being neglected, starving to death and afraid. The first time she left the house on June 4th, Crystal drove her vehicle to Detroit, Michigan. There she stayed with a man before leaving 2 days later, going home only to grab a few things in a suitcase. June 6th, Crystal took a Spirit Airlines flight to Puerto Rico. When in Puerto Rico, Crystal posted to Facebook a series of lighthearted snapshots. In one post, she is seen smiling on the beach with the caption, "This time that is enjoyed is the true time lived." Crystal flew back into the United States June 11th, but she didn't return home, but instead flew to Michigan and stayed with a different man. And then, as we know, she returned home on the day Jaylene was discovered dead, on the morning of June 16th, 2023. June 17th, 2023. Crystal Candelario was arrested and charged with murder, aggravated murder, child endangerment, and felonious assault. She was held at Cuyahoga County Jail on a $1 million bond while awaiting trial. Dr. Elizabeth Mooney from Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office was entrusted with conducting Jaylene's autopsy. She determined cause of death was starvation and severe dehydration leading to kidney failure. Jaylene weighing just 13 pounds at the time of her death. 7 pounds less than she had at her last doctor's visit 2 months earlier, meaning in that short time frame, Jaylene had lost one third of her body weight. Based on the level of decomposition and the physical state of the body, Dr. Mooney estimated that Jaylene likely died 2 or 3 days before she was found. She had feces caked on her hands and underneath her fingernails, on the bottoms of her feet and on her teeth, meaning she'd eaten her own feces in an attempt to survive. As part of their investigation, neighbours' Ring doorbell cameras were taken into evidence, and Jaylene could be heard screaming 1 a.m. June 9th, 2023. A day after her mother left her for the second time. Neighbours would report to police that this was not the first time she'd left Jaylene home alone, that Crystal had a habit of leaving the toddler on her own, quote, "We keep telling her not to leave her by herself," unquote. However, it must be said that none of these neighbours made reports to CPS, as there were no prior records of neglect cases involving Crystal and Jaylene. In another earlier instance, Crystal asked a neighbour to babysit Jaylene for the weekend, but days turned into weeks and Crystal didn't answer her phone. When she finally did, she had all the excuses in the world why she wasn't able to return yet. The neighbour asking for money because obviously Jaylene needed food and she needed milk. But Crystal just kept giving excuses. Again, this neighbour didn't report the abandonment to CPS. She simply continued caring for Jaylene. In the end, Crystal would not return to pick up her baby for 6 weeks. But by that time, Jaylene had begun calling the neighbour mum. February 22, 2024. 31-year-old Crystal Candelario would plead guilty to 1 count of aggravated murder and 1 count of child endangerment. In exchange for the guilty plea, prosecutors agreed to dismiss the related charge of felonious assault. While awaiting sentencing, Crystal didn't seem to understand the gravity of what she had done and the charges before her. In one call to her mother, comparing herself to others in prison for murder and insisting that Jaylene's death had been an accident, quote, "It's not like I did it intentionally. It's not like I picked up a gun or a bat or the girl bled," unquote. March 2024, at sentencing, forensic pathologist Dr. Elizabeth Mooney testified that children experience the most extreme separation anxiety between 9 and 18 months. In recounting what would have been an excruciating last few days for Jaylene, Dr. Mooney was in tears. Quote, "The pain and suffering she endured last not only hours, not days, but possibly even a week. The feeling of abandonment for days on end, coupled with the pain of starvation and extreme thirst, is the type of suffering I don't think any of us could fathom," unquote. Investigators involved in the case described it as the most horrific they had seen in their careers, fighting back the tears as they described the baby's condition. Quote, "This is a case that will keep in our minds and in our hearts forever," unquote.
"I am Sergeant Gomez from the homicide unit. The entire homicide unit, Cleveland Homicide Initiative, and our partners from the FBI are here today in honor of baby Jaylene Candelario. When we were first notified of this horrific case, we were all heartbroken. But when we started digging deeper into the investigation, it was beyond horrific. It was revealed that the defendant, Crystal Candelario, left her own child alone for hours, which led to days, which led to weeks. This 16-month-old baby was left alone in a pack and play to fend for herself for 11 days with no food, maybe milk, the clothing she had on, and the diaper she was wearing. This baby loved her mother, she needed her mother, and her mother betrayed her."
"In addition, Your Honor, just so the record is very clear, the state of Ohio has tried repeatedly to contact Jaylene's extended family, and absolutely no one has called the prosecutor's office, has returned a call from the prosecutor's office, has done nothing to acknowledge that Jaylene was even part of their family. As you also look behind me, it is law enforcement, whether it be from Cleveland Homicide, from the FBI, from the district, from EMS. These are all the people that participated in this case and that they are here to be the family for Jaylene Candelario because her own family
did not have the courage to call the prosecutor's office and ask what was going on with their case. They were more concerned with their own daughter.
Crystal's parents blamed her actions on mental health struggles, pleading with the judge for mercy. In a prepared statement, Crystal's mother, Ketty Torres, said her daughter had battled mental health illnesses and fainting spells. And when Crystal stopped taking her medication, it worsened her depression and anxiety, and this contributed to her inability to make sound decisions. However, Ketty also admitted the family weren't aware any of this was going on. They thought Crystal was coping well with being a mother and with her mental health. Crystal also spoke in her own defence. She would speak of the deep struggle she had with her depression, that no one knew she still wasn't coping with. That she left because she felt like she had no other choice to, just to deal with the emotional stress alone. That she'd never had any intentions of her daughter being harmed. That at the time, she just needed to get away from everyone. Crystal told the court she prays daily for forgiveness, adding she believes God and Jaylene have forgiven her. Quote, I am not trying to justify my actions, but no one knew just how much I was suffering and what I was going through. Unquote. During the trip, Crystal claimed she thought about her daughter every day and admitted for a moment she considered calling a family member or a neighbour to check on Jaylene's well-being, but ultimately she decided not to. Those on the trip with Crystal also testified. They admitted she was acting differently and almost angry. That these friends obviously checked in with Crystal to make sure she was okay, but she never let on that anything was wrong and never mentioned anything about Jaylene. Crystal finished by saying Jaylene was her entire world and since she died, her life hadn't been the same. Not because she had gone to prison, but because Crystal thought Jaylene could be saved. That things didn't have to happen that way because she thought she was doing well. Quote, I always took care of her. Unquote. Let's just sit on that for a moment. I always took care of her. Commons plea court judge Brendan Sheehan admonished her as he handed down his sentence. Speaking sternly, he said Crystal left her child trapped in a tiny prison for days while she was out having the time of her life. Quote, the bond between a mother and child is one of the most purest and most sacred bonds. It's a relationship built on love, trust, and unwavering protection. You committed the ultimate act of betrayal. That's all baby persevered, waiting for someone to save her, and you could have done that with a simple phone call. Instead, I see photos of you on a beach while your child is eating her own feces in an attempt to survive. Unquote. March 18, 2024. Crystal Candelario would be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for the murder of her 16-month-old baby, Jaylene. Judge Sheehan, quote, just as you didn't let Jaylene out of her confinement until she died, you too should spend the rest of your life in a cell without freedom. The only difference is that the prison will at least feed you. Unquote.
We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. This story bothered me a lot more than I thought it would. I cover some horrific stories here for Stolen Lives, and some do get under my skin and stay with me for a long time. Jaylene is one of those. Crystal's actions weren't just reckless, but downright selfish. While she is relaxing by the beach drinking cocktails and taking selfies, her daughter was alone, scared and dying. The thought of that is chilling to me. This wasn't a mental breakdown. This trip was planned out. Crystal always planned on leaving Jaylene behind alone. She'd done it before for a few days and everything was okay, but she was lucky that time and thought she could push it even longer. Look, I get mental health struggles are real. I have quite severe anxiety myself, but that's something I have to constantly work on. But this doesn't excuse a decision to abandon a helpless baby. Crystal chose to leave Jaylene alone. She even admitted to briefly considering calling a neighbour to check on her. But the fact she didn't shows she didn't care enough to act. The disconnect here is profound. Jaylene deserved better. Jaylene Candelario would be buried far too soon, at the Holy Cross Cemetery in Brook Park, Ohio. Jaylene would later be described by those who knew and loved her as a curious and happy baby. She was always smiling. Jaylene was obsessed with her older sister, who loved her very much, and now needs to grow up without her little sister. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode,
and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.